Toast and Jam is back once again. Valley City State University presents Toast and Jam every Tuesday from the second floor of the Rhodes Science Center, VCSU campus. Paul, how you doing?
I'm glad I took the elevator.
The only one that does.
I am.
Oh, Mike, that's right.
I'll go down the stairs, but okay. I'll go up the elevator.
You know, the countdown is on to the 100th show.
Oh, Glenn letting us know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I believe that is the last show in December.
Wow.
That's 100 shows. Did you think we'd make it that long?
No, honestly, I did not. I did not.
Well, yeah. we're going to have to celebrate with that one.
Yeah, we'll bring Toast and Jam that day, too.
So, Paul, what's your favorite pizza?
My favorite pizza?
Your favorite pizza. I have to know this stuff. You know, if we're going to plan, I have to know what your favorite pizza is.
I am a meat lover.
Four meat?
Six if you got it.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you there. Okay, favorite soda?
Favorite soda?
Yeah. Get a soda with the pizza.
Yeah, you do. And that's a cherry soda. Whether Pepsi, Coke.
Oh, cherry Coke, cherry whatever.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Got to have cherry in it.
It does. Sprite with grenadine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want dessert with that too, or?
No.
Okay.
I don't do desserts.
Okay. Well, we'll have to make all of
it
this
doesn't
happen.
Doesn't look like I do.
I've had a little birdie.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Uh-huh.
We're going to celebrate.
Okay.
So we'll see if we can't make that happen.
All right. I'm not wearing a tuxedo, though.
I think you should. I've never seen
I'll
you
wear
in a
the
tux.
T-shirt that's
I've never
the
seen. Oh yes, I think I've seen you in a tux. That was that tennis thing in Minneapolis.
Were that you wasn't a tux. Oh, okay. No, that was a used store thrift shop jacket and a straw hat and bow tie borrowed from Eric Kringley
in the Halloween section.
In the Halloween section.
You know, when I wrote this, and I always write up a little script, you know, and when I wrote this, I thought we were going to have a couple of guests,
right,
but we have
right.
one, and he's worth two anytime.
Yeah.
Mike Lentz is with us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. $2. He didn't say two what. He just said two.
That's true.
Two bits.
Mike
two
is with us. And every month we're going to try to get athletes. We're celebrating 100 years of sports at Valley City State University this year, and we're going to nab some athletes that played and families that played, too. And Mike, thank you for joining us.
100 years, not that I like to correct you on the air.
I know.
But just Viking. Sports was long, way before 1925.
Well, I know, yes. But it's anyway, Viking
it's
sports.
It's Vikings,
yes.
Yeah. I need to make sure.
And we got to get the Viking right, because not the Minnesota Vikings.
No.
They're not that old.
No, or that good.
Very true. We have a Dallas Cowboy fan in here, though,
yeah,
too.
No,
and that didn't look so good last night, either.
Well, you know, didn't have to watch it because, you know, Disney and YouTube couldn't get it figured out. So,
what is the deal there?
Oh, come on.
Well, before we get to Mike, let's get a little recap on local sports from the past week. Paul, give us a lowdown.
Don't blink.
Gone.
Yeah, there was nothing. I mean, high school-wise, everybody was off. Football, cross-country, everybody in the fall sports done. Volleyball had the week off.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting ready for the regional tournament next Monday. They'll know tonight. The Highlander volleyball team will know tonight if they are the number one or number two seed. If Wahpeton beats Oak Grove, they'll be number one. If Oak Grove wins, they'll be the number two seed, and then they will take on Wahpeton opening up next Monday. And again, the Region 1 tournament is at the Hack. So 3 days of volleyball on the Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of next week.
Great venue for that, by the way.
Great venue. They as soon as Valley City dropped into that middle class, they're like, well, we know where the Region 1 tournament's going. And so Valley City will be hosting that coming up next week. We already talked, again, cross country wrapped up their season at the state meet. Football's been done now for a couple of weeks, as has golf. Highliners are for the Vikings now. A good week last week for Valley City. The women's basketball team swept to Providence University College out of Manitoba on Friday and Saturday, winning 106-47 on Friday, 98-51 on Saturday. They will be at home tonight taking on Minnesota Morris. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. And the volleyball team swept Bismarck State and Dickinson State this past weekend. They've now won three in a row, 500 in the conference at 10-10, 12-13 overall. They'll wrap up their regular season this weekend. They have Bellevue coming in on Friday night, and then they've got Dakota State for Saturday. It might be vice versa. But those are the two teams coming this weekend. Saturday afternoon, Senior Day. 10 seniors, 9 players and a coach that will be at the bubble for Senior Day, along with for the Vikings. And a big weekend. Boy, if they can come up with a big sweep here, not only looking good as far as a conference tournament, because the top 8 teams go into the playoffs, go into the conference tournament. Right now they're in that spot. And it doesn't look like the number 9 team's going to catch them. So if they can hold serve, they'll get into that conference tournament, which will be out in Montana the following week. But we're talking, a couple of wins this weekend, 14-13, 12-10. They might get some national attention if they can do well in the conference tournament. So we'll see what happens. That's this weekend at the bubble. Both those matches. Now we're going to be at the bubble 7 o'clock on Friday, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Nice way to start that first year in the frontier.
Yeah, exactly. Boy. Football team, they're in Montana. They're in Haver, Montana, to take on Montana State Northern on
have
Saturday.
Have you ever?
I have not. And that is I believe it's a 1 o'clock Central Time kickoff. I thought it was 2 o'clock Central Time, but now I'm going to have to double check. It looks like it's noon in Montana, which would make it 1 o'clock here in Valley City on Saturday afternoon. Of course, the Vikings 5-3, 2-2 in the conference, coming off the big win over Dickinson State here a couple of weeks ago. They were off bye week this week, and then they will be staying in Montana because then they got to go back out there to Butte to take on Montana Tech on the 15th of November. So I think they might be staying out there for a week to get ready for that next game.
And online classes.
Online classes, yeah. Exactly. So
that's different world we live in, right?
It is. And basketball starts again tonight. The men start tonight with Minnesota Morris, and the women will have a 5:30 start time for the women, men at 7:30 at the bubble. College basketball season is here.
Yeah.
So we're ready to go. That's a quick update. And finally, I'm sorry, I don't want to forget cross country. They're in Billings, Montana for the conference meet coming up this weekend. And I'm interested to see this Frida Barrera. She's a freshman out of Clara City, Minnesota. I'm interested to see what she's done. She was just under 2 seconds shy away from setting the school record in their last meet. And so I'll be interested to see how she does in the conference meet here this weekend.
Do they run that on the Rim Rocks?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think Coach Robinson told me they have a nice course out there.
Rim Rock City, you know.
Rim Rock City.
Yeah, okay.
So there you go. There's an update.
Okay, just a quick high school football playoffs are continuing. It's semifinal Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Nine man, Hankinson, New Rockford, Cheyenne. How are you going to go?
New Rockford, Cheyenne, Matic.
And then South Border, Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion sneaks in there again.
Lobos.
Is it a replay of last year?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. 11A semifinals, Velva Drake, Animoose Garrison.
Defending champs.
At Langdon Area Munich.
Oofta.
Ooh, that's a championship game right there.
Right, but that's a semifinal matchup.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Velva, just the experience.
Yeah. Botano at Kildare.
I'm going with Kildare on this one.
Okay.
I've got family from Kildare. So
you do?
I do.
Cowboys.
My sister-in-law is from out there, yeah.
11AA semifinals, Central Cass at Minot North, Devil's Lake at Kindred.
I'm looking at Kindred and North meeting in the Dakota Bowl. 2 undefeateds, 1-2 all year long. That's going to be a heck of a Dakota Bowl. There's one Viking team that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, right. 11 AAA semifinals, all Bismarck.
Just about.
Yeah, Bismarck Legacy at Bismarck Century. They don't have to. That's a long trip.
That is a tough one.
Cross town.
Yeah.
Who's going to win that, do you know?
I'm going to go with Century on that one.
History.
Yeah.
Bismarck at Fargo-Davies.
Davies? We'll go Davies on that.
Okay. And then they all play at the Fargo Dome.
The 14th.
14th of November. L.A. Dodgers win the World Series.
Again.
When Toronto didn't score, one out with the bases loaded, I said, don't give the Dodgers a chance.
Yeah.
Because they'll take advantage of it. They should have won it right there, and they didn't. Vikings, how about that win?
That was a big one.
Being that big of an underdog,
mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the biggest wins we've seen the Vikings win in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Twins have a new manager.
Yep.
Derek Shelton.
Shelton, yep. He was a bench coach a couple of years back. He was in Pittsburgh.
Didn't do much with Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Didn't do much. Never had a winning season, but I'm just saying.
Well, it's kind of right up our sleeve, right?
Yep. Hey, let's get somebody that's that can't win, and see if they can win in Minnesota.
UND NDSU collide this weekend. College football.
and South Dakota, South Dakota State. Indiana State goes into Brookings and beats South Dakota State 24-12. Come on.
Well, and UND kind of stubbed their toe, too, down in South Dakota. A lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers. It didn't help. But they dropped to 13.
Mm-hmm. I think the playoff rankings come out on Wednesday. That's tomorrow.
Okay. Well, this would be a huge win for UND if they can do it like they did 2 years ago.
Is that the Alaris Center?
It's at the Alaris,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
UND hockey has another split weekend. That one against Minnesota Duluth.
The Bulldogs.
They're not doing too bad.
No.
All right. Well, Mike Lentz is our guest, and we're going to try once a month to get someone who experienced the Valley City State athletic thing. And Mike Lentz played some football here. Mike, thank you for being on the show this morning.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You played when?
I played in 83-84.
Okay. And you have some ties, too. Your dad played, too.
He did, yeah, back in the late 40s.
Leather helmets.
Yeah. Yep. The old forearm shiver.
You got to give us
this
story.
Broken nose.
You got to give us this story, though. You know, your dad wasn't going to go to college.
Right, yeah. And so his story is that he his brother-in-law came to...
And your dad's name was Bob.
Bob Lentz,
yes.
Yep. Yeah. Came to visit and asked Dad why he was not practicing for football. And Dad said, can't afford tuition. My uncle said, well, how much is tuition? He said, $25. So my uncle went down to the business office, and I don't know if they had checks back then or whatever. He paid the $25, and Dad was on the field the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he play 4 years then?
He did, his interesting story was that he would play in the fall, and then he would take the spring semester off to go work.
Sure.
Okay.
Had the farming to do, right?
Well, farming or chores just to pay that $25 for tuition the next year.
Did he pay it back? Did he pay
I'm sure he did.
Okay.
I'm sure he did. Yep.
Yeah.
Knowing his dad, yes, he did.
Yeah. So,
and he ended up doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah.
Superintendent.
Yep.
Valley City Public Schools.
Yeah.
Nice. How many years?
Oh boy,
a long time.
Yeah, long time.
Long time. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Well, let's talk about your football years here. Again, in the 80s,
yep.
Vikings always had a really good Viking program, football program.
Yeah.
70s, 80s. Into the 90s, even into today. I mean, it's always been a solid program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coach was?
Jim Dew.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he did football and baseball. So, okay.
Any memories there at all? What did you play? What position?
They wanted me at offensive line. I wanted to play defense. So, and the shoulda, woulda, couldas. You know, you always have those. And then shoulda, woulda, and, you know. So, yeah. So, It was a good experience. I just I wish I would have hung it out, and I didn't. But you know,
you look back. There's always one or two things that you can remember.
Yeah.
And is there anything that stands out over those 2 years of football?
Well, you know, we incoming freshmen. I think they might still be you're on what they call the cat squad. I mean, so you're the live tackling and blocking dummy. So we had some. Pretty good defensive ends at the time that were in at Jimmy Theus and Jerry Crossbacken, and we had some guys that were, conference players that we were the dummies that we got to throw us around a little bit. So that was a little eye-opening experience, you know.
Okay.
You come from being one of the top dogs on high school campus, and then you come to college, and it's like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
Well, dudes are big. Man, dudes are big.
Where did he come from?
Yep. Yeah. So
how big a boy are you? Oh boy! Any championships in those 2 years?
We did that year. My I can't remember where we ended up going to play, but yeah, they were conference champions back then. So
yeah, it always seemed like we had to go to Carroll for some odd reason or Washington.
Yep.
And I think Steve Becker was a quarterback.
Yep.
Because of course he got inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Yep. Only quarterback to be the signal caller for three straight conference championships at VCSU.
Yep, Steve was quarterback.
Of course, went on to Wahpeton and was a coach at Wahpeton, too. But he was inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. So, and he always said the toughest defense he saw that year was the one he saw practice every week.
They were good.
And, of course, Mike, you carried that football knowledge into a program here at Valley City that I think has made a difference in our program at the high school level, and that's Thunder football. And you did how many years of that?
23, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was fourth, fifth, sixth graders?
Nope, it was fifth and sixth.
Fifth and sixth, yeah.
So.
I know my son went through it, and I tell you what, it was one of those experiences that you don't forget.
Well, you know, it was one of those that you kind of thought once my kids got through, I would hand over the baton, and it was, you know, and that's, it was hard to do that, and that's, you know, probably the last 10 years that I was in charge of that. We didn't have a turnover from coaches because they love the atmosphere, they love what we were doing, and love coaching with the kids, and so, you know, that was part of our strength is that we, you know, we knew everybody's strength and weaknesses, and so we always had someone to offset that, and so we had a great group of coaches that, you know, helped us take it where it is, and now with Clint taking over, they've gone bigger strides than I could ever imagine. So it's, it's good to see. Good to see where they had the numbers that they've had. And, you know, we had, at one time, we had 80 kids at one time.
You started with four teams, I think, didn't you?
Well, we started with two, and then went to three, and then ended up having four. So to see that they're back up in the three team in the 60s, that's good numbers. So,
good experience for the kids, instead of flag football. And nothing wrong with flag football, but this gives them that feel of contact.
The only issue we got to figure out is from junior high to that eighth grade to freshman, why they drop out.
That's
been a common thing for years, and so it's just hard to know what the answer is to solve that. But
yeah, exactly.
So. Well, I know you and some of your co-coaches, some of the other gentlemen that started that team were honored this year at the Thunder Bowl, and you look at the, like you mentioned, Clint and Matt Marsh, and how he's kind of taken the bull by the horns, and they were players, or you know, Matt for sure played Thunder football. When you sit there and you see 62 kids out for football, out for Thunder football, three teams, where it's at today, does that give you a sense of boy, we did a good thing here?
Yeah, it does, you know, and the appreciation of what they did and the award I got was, kind of speechless. It was, you know, I always kind of wanted something like that, but, you know, that wasn't why I did it, but to be acknowledged like that. But, yeah, it's, you know, every year we, as we were going through, we were trying to figure out what we could do to make it better. And so they just kind of continued with some of the different things they do, the tackling moms thing, never ever would have thought I'd even, you know, bring that across. And man, that is probably one of the big fundraisers, you know. So, so it's great to see, you know, the excitement. You know, I always, a little biased, I always thought it was one of the better programs in the community for the kids because it's, you know, our theory was, our philosophy was you play everybody. You know, and there's not, we try to get equal playing time. And so I think they've kind of been staying with that. And so that, you know, you give some of those, no, non-confident kids a little more confidence, and you know, we always talk about seeing the light switch click on at the end of the season or middle of the season, and or even sometimes it takes to the next year, but then they get it and they figure out what's going on, and it also gives me an opportunity to realize either this isn't for me or you know, but at least they're trying it, and that was kind of the goal, was to give them that positive experience, and hopefully they can continue with the program.
Also a proud parent. Those boys that you had, the two boys, went on to play high school football. Yep. One played college right here.
Two played, actually.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two.
Yep, yep. Cameron played, and he played 08 and 09, and then Taylor played 13 through 17.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And then Jared was a golfer.
Yeah. Jared went to golf, a little safer.
Well, not always. Yeah, you know, we played quarterback in high school, but we didn't. Back then, we didn't throw the ball. We just ran the wing tees, so it was, like, hard to... And he get recruited, and he wasn't a runner.
So and he had the right size, though, for a quarterback, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
He could have played somewhere. I know he could have,
He could have.
I think he prefers the clubs.
The golf is a lot easier now,
And he's been pretty successful doing that, too.
Well,
He's coaching now.
Yes.
Won't say where.
Well, not in a conference anymore, so
I can
pull my Jimmy Golf sweatshirt out. I have one.
Well, he's got a little color there, too.
I'd be interested to talk to him about this D2, because now that they're up in D2 the difference from the NEI to D2.
Yeah.
And you could share some thoughts there, because he talks to you.
It's a different animal. I mean, you know, it's kind of just a learning curve, and, you know, maybe realizing you have to do a little bit better recruiting, and that's the hard part, you know, trying to find kids out there. If they're really good, they're going D1, and issue grabs, and I think now is UND starting up again, or have they?
They must have.
I think they're kind of doing the same thing. And
why they ever dropped it, I don't know, but Yeah, they're back at it.
Yeah, I know the one thing Jared said the hardest part is recruiting girls because they just, you know, they're more, seem to be more academic-based, like I want to get in, get out, and yeah. the guys are about the game. So
a little more serious about the game, sure.
Oh.
Well, hey, I don't have anything else, but I mean, go ahead.
No. We were just the 100 years of Vikings too, of being part of this, Mike. And you've come back, you've watched games. Just some of your on-campus experiences too. You know, enrollment is up, everything, and you've been in Valley City for a lot of years, and just see how this campus has grown too since in the last 40 years, and what it's done, not just on the in the athletic realm, but in the academic realm as well. And you got it being, you know, I was kind of part of that too.
You know, and we've always said the community needs VCSU and VCSU needs a community.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a great relationship it's, you know, it's exciting to see some of the changes going on with, some of the remodeling going on and then the new building going on which
I'll bet you would have loved that indoor facility come November and December.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
There definitely needs some upgrades. You know, when Dickinson State came, they had to use the rec center for their locker room. They've usually known, I think, used Grayson Gym, so, and they had volleyball going on. So, I mean, it's, so some of that stuff will be nice to kind of update and you know, improve our facilities for.
And I think I've said this a million times. With Valley City and Valley City State, Valley City's always been a giving community and stand behind the college all the way.
Yep, absolutely.
Which has been great.
And that's the same thing with Thunder football.
Oh,
you don't
get
new uniforms, new helmets, and new equipment if it isn't for the people that help donate to that every year.
Yeah. Well, I bought 10 discount cards, I think, for about 3 years anyway. Yeah. I know that. And maybe, well, more than that because you knew I'd buy. They'd keep knocking at my door. Hey, this guy used to buy them, you know. Of course.
Go to Tim's house. He'll do it.
The old discount cards.
Yeah.
They still sell those?
They do. They still do the scratch and help. Yeah.
Okay.
They still do them.
The word has gotten over to Moorhead because I had some kids come to my door playing football.
That's a stretch.
There we go.
Okay, boy. Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming in here this morning. We appreciate you coming back to VCSU, the old home stomping grounds. Well, we're going to take a look at today in sports history. You're a sports guy.
Yeah. Huh?
1959. That'd have been before your time.
Yeah.
Ernie Banks, though, Cubs shortstop, wins second consecutive National League MVP. On this day, 1973, Chicago Blackhawks center Stan Mikita registers his 1,000th NHL career point in a loss to the Minnesota North Stars.
There you go.
Ha! 1975, Orioles pitcher Jim Palmer wins his second Cy Young Award. Saw him pitch one time at Old Met Stadium. On this day, 19...
Must be old.
Yeah. Don't remind me. On this day, 1980, Philadelphia Phillies' Steve Carlton wins his third National League Cy Young Award. He was pretty good.
He was all right. Lefty.
1987, NBA announces four new franchises, Charlotte and Miami for 1988, Minneapolis and Orlando for 1989. So now you know how old the T-Wolves are.
The T-Wolves, okay.
Sports birthdays today, pretty limited.
All right.
On this day, 1906, Bob Considine, American journalist and author, Babe Ruth story, was born.
Oh, he wrote the Babe Ruth story.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
On this day, 1930, Dick Grote was born, baseball shortstop, Pittsburgh Pirates, St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know?
I didn't.
He also was a College Basketball Hall of Fame guard for Duke and Fort Wayne. Well, he played for the Fort Wayne Pistons.
Okay.
But he was a College Basketball Hall of Fame guard.
Look at that.
And on this day, 1988, Dez Bryant, just for you, was born wide receiver, Dallas Cowboys. Born in Galveston County, Texas. By the way, Mike goes, you go just about every year, don't you? To a Dallas game in Dallas?
No.
You don't anymore?
No.
He's smart.
Now he's not owning it. He's not
I went. Went once. We went. Well, I went twice. We went once in the last Thanksgiving game when they were at Old Texas Stadium.
Okay.
They beat
okay.
the Seahawks. That was good.
And okay.
Then, must have been 5 years ago. Jeff Brown and I went down. Okay. He's a Bronco fan.
He's a Bronco fan.
Yeah, we just got annihilated by the Broncos. And it's like, I'm not paying any more money to go down and watch these guys because they, I feel like a Viking fan.
Exactly.
Except we're supposed to win, and you guys aren't. But, kidding.
Okay. Oh, man.
Our joke of the day, you ready for this?
I am. What did we get? Okay. Do you have something for the girls?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the girls got it.
All right.
Granddaughters in Minot always supply that joke of the day. What do you call a stinky crowd of people? What do you call a stinky crowd of people? A multitude.
Wow. Boy, the girls are really scrambling.
Better.
The golf one
better. You want the golf one? I can do this.
Give me one golf.
And I'm going to do this for my brother-in-law, Paul. He supplied this for me, the golf one. He has a birthday on Thursday, so shout out to Paul. Mm. Happy 50-something, I think.
He's a young buck.
Yeah. Okay, so a good golf one. I shot 3 under yesterday. I did golf yesterday. I shot 3 under. 1 under the bush, 1 under a tree, that I did, and 1 under the water. I did that too. So I only shot 2 under. Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you. Wow, that's a little crazy. By the way, other birthdays today. Matthew McConaughey, 55. Sean Combs is 55. And Walter Cronkite was born on this day in 1916. He passed away 2009. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is. Wow. Mm. Some of the birthdays. That'll do it for another Toast and Jam. Always a pleasure having you with us. How do we log in to?
Toastandjam.com. You go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Also, check it out on VCSU. Website, and of course we have a great relationship now with Valley City State University. And a couple of things to remind folks, here on campus, it is tomorrow, I believe, is going to be a busy day here on campus. Tomorrow's Teachers Fall Education Day. They usually have two
of those.
And the second one coming up here, 55 to 60 students will be here, I don't know if it's tomorrow or today, but they're going to 55 to 60 students. Northern Cass is sending a plethora of students, and this is to get them used to being on a campus, maybe if they want to be a teacher in their careers.
Wasn't there a little incentive in this thing, too? The one school that sends the most will have a $500 scholarship?
There was, and I think Northern Cass is the one that they brought a lot of students. So they're going to be in the schoolroom on the Student Center campus today. And that's kind of a big thing. Of course, education is huge on campus, probably the number one major here at Valley City State University.
Wow.
And so they're going to have a lot of future teachers are going to be strolling the hallways and being on campus today.
Yeah, that's so good to see. Like that a lot. Mike Lentz, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks,
always a pleasure. And by the way, was fortunate to be on that bus trip to the Minnesota Viking game and you guys were on that bus too, Mike, and that was a lot of fun.
It was, yeah. I probably won't get invited back. This is my second trip, and they lost both times.
Okay,
so.
You're out.
Brother-in-law Greg might say, I might have a little connection. Cause
I think they were like 15-2 on that bus trip, all the Viking games that they've been to. They were like 15-2 or 15-3.
Okay.
They want to keep that streak going the other direction.
I did wear purple.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you did.
That was good.
For a Dallas Cowboy fan to wear purple, that's impressive.
Absolutely.
For a week when I got
threw it in the garbage.
I give it back to Paul.
Wear and throw, something like that. Okay. Thanks again, Mike. And a big thank you to Valley City State University, like you mentioned, Paul. And from the Rhodes Science Center, Toast and Jam signing off one more time. Have a great week.